Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Oh, you're taking shots now?
No, not. He did.
What did Mike Williams say now on social media? Do we have officially what Mike Williams said? Because for those that don't realize, Mike Williams was traded at the trade deadline, of course.
He's now
Aaron Rodgers took a shot
at him. And he's now with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Goes to the Steelers trade I did not like, which we talked about on the air. Doesn't make me feel better, but I didn't like the trade.
Tight game against the Commanders.
Yep.
And Mike Williams makes it. He's one man coverage, left side.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson does what Russell Wilson does better than any quarterback in the last 20 years.
Say dumb cliches?
Nope. Throw a moon ball down the left sideline for a touchdown to Mike Williams.
Now, I saw that.
He was on the red line.
I was disgusted. And so, what did Mike Williams have to say about this?
This is what he said.
What did he say?
He wrote thankful with a peace sign and I think a snake emoji.
A snake emoji?
It's a snake, yeah.
Yeah, and then he wrote three hashtags. Hashtag whole lotta, hashtag we back, and hashtag redline.
I don't blame him. Honestly, I honestly don't have an issue with Mike Williams because he got traded by the Jets. I didn't want that trade. I didn't think a fifth-round pick was worth it. I figured, you know what? In all these important games, I'd rather have Mike on my roster.
Right.
Mike had a public, like, kind of square off with Rodgers, where really Mike didn't do anything. Aaron just took a shot at him for not knowing where to be on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And now Mike Williams catches a game-winning touchdown for a team that's probably going to the playoffs in the Pittsburgh Steelers. And if he wants to dunk on Aaron Rodgers, he has every right to.
Right. By the way, then that in Mike Williams' Pittsburgh Steeler catch, the red line doesn't matter. He just has to beat the defender.
So he's just taking a shot.
Right, because you only run the red line when there's two verticals.
Gotcha.
He was running a vertical by himself.
Right.
And there is breaking news out of Pittsburgh. They're not going to make T-shirts about the Mike Williams catch to win the game.
Why are you taking shots?
I know.
I mean, you shouldn't be shooting at anybody. Your team sucks.
No.
Your team's a joke.
No.
Your team's a disaster. You said you wanted to win on Sunday. You lost on Sunday.
No.
Now you're taking shots at my team?
I am taking shots because you know what?
What do we do? What the hell have we done?
In a year and a half on Evan and Tiki, there are very few things I've been right on. And the Jets being a disaster when they acquired Aaron Rodgers is right at that
top
of the list.
You picked them to go 16-1.
Or did I?
Oh, so now you're finally admitting it was a troll?
I'm not admitting anything.
I mean, are you admitting that you sat here in late August, early September, and your 16-1 Jet pick was just merely a troll pick?
It was making you
I was just doing what everybody told me they were going to do. They told me they were going to be great, so I let everybody know.
Who
they're going to be great.
Who said they were going 16-1 besides your fat ass? Who? I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that, but you're getting me frustrated. My fat ass, because I got a bigger ass than you, actually, so it's on me.
It's huge.
I apologize. Look at this thing.
Disgusting.
I've been putting on some LBs, so I just want to take that back. I'm sorry.
I don't know what's going on. We're having a Jet conversation. You just spanked yourself. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and this all started with Evan taking a shot at me.
Yeah.
Then you prompted Sean to take a shot. And a
couple things are true. I was right. Jets were going to be a disaster.
No, you were right. You picked them to go
16-1. Knicks losing the Pacers. Great moment on a Sunday night. Loogie, wrong. Positive Tommy has sunk everything. That's where we're at. Tiki has another cold game sunk.
Nah, Tiki's got an issue that we need to address. Are you aware of the Tiki issue?
It happens to all guys.
Oh, from yesterday?
Yeah, Tiki's got a big issue. All right, and this is tough, me being the messenger on this, but what I do for this show is after every game Tiki calls, I do research. I find out, did I miss anything? Did Tiki say something sexual? Did Tiki say something offensive or something brilliant? Or what did Tiki do on his broadcast? And obviously, when you're calling the Jets or Giants, I can listen to every word like I will this Sunday.
Yep.
Because you're calling the Jet Colt game.
And next Sunday.
Oh, my God. What, have they punished you? So when it's an out-of-market game, I do some searches. I find out, what did Tiki do? Did Tiki do anything? Now, the first message, I actually got a DM about Tiki Barber, and I thought it was going to be really bad. It starts off with, can Tiki quit WFAN? And I start that, I'm like, why are you taking shots at my guy? Don't worry, it ends well. As much as I'll miss him, we need him to coach the Giants. That was what the guy wrote. I thought the message started like, oh my God, why are you telling Tiki to quit? Jeez. But anyhow, I did some research. What were people saying about Tiki Barber? And here's what they were saying about Tiki Barber. And I'm going to tweet this out right now for those that are on social media so that you can see exactly what I'm talking about. Apparently, Tiki was being heavily criticized for the enormity of his tie. It's a massive tie. I'm going to tweet, is this tie too big? Is this tie too big? Question mark. And I'm tweeting out the picture of
Tiki's. It's the knot. It's not the tie. It's the knot.
Oh, I think it's the tie because the tie looks gigantic.
It's just a tie.
So you think the knot makes the tie look big?
Yes. Absolutely.
Are you aware that the entire world was talking about the enormity of your tie?
And no, that must have been I've been doing a good job as a broadcaster because they only showed my tie maybe twice.
I think that's a good point because usually it's, why does Tiki hate the Colts? Instead it was,
he's so biased.
Right. Why does Tiki hate my team?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Instead, people can't get over how massive this tie and this tie knot is.
It's because you guys don't know Italian fashion.
Here's the truth. Tiki's right. I want to criticize him right now. I don't know. I don't even know how to make a tie. So who am I to criticize?
You don't make a tie like you're in the factory.
I know.
Tie a tie.
Well, you know what I meant.
You don't know how to tie a tie?
No idea.
I'll let that...
Sean doesn't either, right, Sean?
No, I have to have my dad do it, and God forbid my dad's not on this earth anymore, I'll never tie a tie.
I know
again.
We're in sports talk
same
radio.
Same situation, by the way, Sean. I was going to say where my parents live. I drive all the way upstate to visit them, and I say, Dad, can you tie my tie? And then he ties me the tie, and then I unhook it from my neck, and I bring it home.
Two 40-year-old men do this? You don't know how to tie a tie? Wow.
That's why, like, Sean and I can't criticize Tiki's tie.
No way.
But since Lugie's so arrogant about how he can tie a tie, can you go to town on Tiki now? Go ahead.
So, I'm still going to town on you.
No, forget us. It's about Tiki's
enormous
tie.
Well, because I want to ask you when Jet and Spence can't tie that tie. What are they going to go for?
We're not the story.
All right,
Tiki's the story.
I'm more of a thin tie kind
of
guy.
Of course,
like a Justin Timberlake.
A thin man.
Absolutely. Lean cuisine. This is very this looks like you're in a mafia. Like you're going to throw somebody in East River. It's a very Italian thing. My grandfather used to wear
ties. I live in Florham Park, bro. That's a very good point.
Fair enough. So that's the thick like that. That looks like I said. That's like an old Italian.
Dave Chicalese is head of the longshoreman union down there, right? It's my neighbor, bro. Frank Ponte, you know, recycling.
You're in the waste management. I get it.
Now his love for DeVito makes sense.
By the way, I quickly tweeted out the picture. I got to tell you, most people on social media like it's a badass Windsor. They really like it.
Thank you. Double actually.
Is it? It's a double Windsor.
Right.
Holy.
It's all how you tie it. So it's like, so you have one side. By the way. When I was playing, this is why I tie ties this way. It's because I used to get dressed without looking at it. Because the media would be surrounding your locker.
Right.
So I'd get dressed, like looking in the back of my locker, and I wouldn't turn around until I had my tie put on and my jacket put
on. Look at you.
So I wanted to look the part before I did my interview.
You know what I've learned about this,
Sean? I learned how to tie a tie without looking.
Despite the enormity of that tie, I don't think we should go to our dads anymore. Mm. I think Tiki should be our dad.
Oh,
I think any time we need a tie. Well, no, we don't want you to teach us. We just want you to tie the tie for us.
Yeah, no, just tie the tie. I'm not interested in learning. By the way, Tiki yesterday had a double Windsor in New York football. We had a double loser.
Look at you. I went on YouTube.
I
don't know if Sean did this, and maybe this makes me better than Sean. I'm not sure. I've gone on YouTube and tried to learn how to tie a tie.
Yeah.
And I've given up. Like, I've done it many times.
There's one, though. Have you seen the woman with...
What?
You know.
Excuse me?
What?
There is one woman on YouTube. We did this for
ties?
Her. She ties ties, and I think the word is gazungas. She's got very big ones.
Oh, she's stacked.
She's stacked, and she's tying a tie over
there. Brick house.
Mm. That's one you want to learn how to tie a tie. That's the closest I got.
Wait, so there's
focus, though.
There's a woman on YouTube whose gimmick is, I'm going to teach men how to tie a tie, and she's doing it over her cleavage? Is that what you're saying?
The answer to that would be correct.
Really?
Not all heroes wear capes.
Yeah.
I never tried.
It's a great bit, by the way.
I've never tried that video. I've tried many, many videos, and usually it's some like awkward guy just telling me, this is how you tie the tie. And I try to get through it. But you know what? And I think my wife will approve it. She won't be jealous. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to become a better man. If Tommy's making fun of us for not being able to tie a tie, then maybe we should learn.
I just think it's something you should, because then you could teach your kids. So your poor father at 80 doesn't have to do it for them.
I need this.
Now, by the time they're grown up and have to wear ties, and the people who wear sweatsuits to work.
Yeah, ties are dead, right?
Right.
You can always go bow tie, too, if you don't know how to tie a tie or a clip-on. Don't do a clip-on, but you can do bow tie.
I did a bow tie for my wedding. Like, I didn't have a freaking tie. Mm. Bow ties, I think, are more badass. I thought they're cool.
Tiki seems anti-bow tie a little bit. He kind of gave it a He gave it a meh.
Yeah.
That's like from your wife, meh.
It's just
good.
I think a certain kind of, I don't know, occasion calls for it.
Yeah.
Or if you're going to do bow ties, you got to do them all the time. That's why I don't.
It's got to be your look.
It's got to be your thing.
Like back in the day before his thing was just being crazy, Tucker Carlson used to wear bow ties all the time.
Right.
That was his thing before Ken Rosenthal took it. And then eventually Tucker's like, I'll find a new gimmick. And he stopped doing
it. That's right.
But I will tell you this. Sunday, you're calling the check game.
Mm-hmm.
Bow tie. I think you should do it. In honor of Jets Colts at MetLife Stadium, one time only, bow tie.
Bow tie and suspenders.
Would you do that for us? I didn't even ask for the suspenders.
And a fedora.
But sure. Would you do bow tie for us?
I'll try to see if I can find one.
Yes!
Try to see if you can find one. There's moles everywhere.
I know.
He's a busy man.
Yeah, but you know, most of them are clip-on.
Yeah. Those are the easy ones.
Right. They're simple.
Yeah.
Or they have the hook. It's just like a hook.
Yeah.
Like you go around and it hooks.
It's like cheating.
So you don't have to actually tie the bow tie.
That's true. I don't need you to tie the bow tie. I just want to see social media meltdown when Tiki's got his bow tie on for Jets Colts. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Nice.